but he rescued me, saved me, put me on the way to heaven. I know him this morning. I may not know much, but I know him. I may not know much in this world, but I know him. And I promise you, if you know him, that's more than enough this morning. Thank the Lord. I want to draw your attention to one little verse in John chapter 2. We mentioned it this morning, the opening up. The Lord Jesus Christ was in Cana of Galilee about to perform his first miracle. And they gathered around and he was about to tell them to bring the water pots near. His mother Mary looked at it, looked at those servants. And verse number 5 of John 2, his mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatever the Lord says to you this morning, you do it. However the Lord works on you this morning, you let him work on you. However the Lord guides your heart, however he touches your heart, you let him touch you. I hope you come seeking something today from the Lord. I'll tell you what I'd like to see today. I'd like to see us worship him. Wouldn't you? I'm talking in spirit and in truth. Just let the walls down. Take the brakes off. All the pretension. Just throw that out the back window. Out this side door. And let me tell you something. We ain't got no time for fake. We got no time for fake. We've seen enough performance. We've seen enough ability. Take the pretension off. I'm glad you come dressed pretty. Listen, I'm glad to have my suit on that Charlie picked out for me this morning. I appreciate it, sweetheart. But I want to tell you something. Let's just junk all the pretension, junk all the self, junk everything we're trying to make everybody think that we're spiritual and this, that. You know what we are? We're poor and needy. We need the Lord this morning. We need him. We're dust. A wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Today we are, tomorrow we're cast in the oven and we're burnt. Where our life is like a vapor. We got a little wind of this morning and we need him. We're not a bunch of religious elite that came here to flex our spiritual muscles this morning. We're a bunch of needy children of God that have come at his feet and saying, Lord, I need you. And if you're here and you've never been saved this morning, I pray that the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart and saves your soul. Because I promise you, he's well able to do it. I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you, church? Amen. Brother Terry, come around. Lead us in his love. Lots the way.
All right, let's all stand. Page 317.
Be
seated, pray for the choir. We sing.
As he crawled along the streets,
had this song on my mind all week. So let's just sing this. What a day that will be.
Thank you.
chorus one more time, church. Sing it out now. Oh, and what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me. Oh, yes. Takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day. Be seated this morning. We'll give you an opportunity to worship the Lord through giving. Brother Dale, come pray for us, brother. After you pray, we'll take up offering and sing a little more. Bless you.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. Be glad and rejoice therein. Father, you make the day. And God, man makes a watch. But God, you make the time. Lord, we know there's coming a time when you shall say that the day of the Lord is near. And Lord God, we know that so many are not ready, but we pray, God, that the Spirit will still strive in the old time churches, Lord, like they used to. And the Spirit of God still be there, Lord. And I just pray you'd bless this service and the pastors he preaches, Lord, and every move he makes, God. And there's many needs in this house. I pray for them, God, that you touch them. The greatest need on the face of this earth is a soul that's headed for hell, Lord, and you prepared a place, and you said you would come again, and you're not. They're looking for the sun and the moon, but they're not looking for the real sun. But God, you're coming. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Confident we got the best choir in Hall County, amen. We got the best choir in this part of the world and part of the country. I'm grateful for our choir, aren't you? Thank the Lord. I appreciate the Lord and His Spirit and His grace. I want to thank you for visiting here if you've never been here with us. We want to thank you for joining us. If you have and you're back, we want to thank you for being here. Most of all, we want to thank the Lord Jesus for being here this morning. I appreciate the Spirit of God, don't you? Spirit of His dear Son. He said He'd never leave us. And I ain't found a time yet, Brother Mike, when I can say he's ever been gone from me. He's been with me all the way, and I thank the Lord for that. Pray the Lord does something in your heart. We said before the service, whatever he says to you, do it. You know, these altars are always open. If you need to pray, do business with the Lord. Whatever you need to do, you follow his leadership. Sister Julie's going to sing for us. You look to the Lord. Let's worship him this morning.
Had delayed for
Thank you, Sister Julie. Wonderful. And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. He knows where you're at and he hears your prayer. I'm grateful for that. The book of Acts, chapter number 3 this morning. The book of Acts, chapter number 3. I'll be brief. And you say, yeah, right, Brother Jay. Reminds me of that that grandson and that grandmother. He hadn't been in church much, but grandmother went and picked him up one Sunday, and he came to the church, and the priest was about getting preaching time, and the preacher got up behind the pulpit with his Bible and was walking up there, and grandson said, looked up, his grandmother said, "What does that mean, Grandma?" I said, "Well, son, it means he's heading to the pulpit, and he's about to preach." Grandson sat there and watched a little more, and then the preachers asked the congregation to open their Bibles to a certain text. And grandson looked up at the grandmother and said, "Grandma, what does that mean?" The grandmother looked at the grandson and said, "Well, son, he's about to read from the Word of God." He said, "Okay, okay." Preacher took his wristwatch off and set it up so he could see it right there on his pulpit. And grandson looked up at the grandmother and said, "Grandma, what does that mean?" And grandmother looked down at grandson and said, "Nothing at all, son." Nothing at all. But we won't try to keep you long this morning. Acts chapter number 3. I appreciate the working of the Spirit, the grace of God this morning in the service. And I just have a simple thought for you, and I definitely want to give it to you, and we'll let you go home. I appreciate the Word of God, don't you? The Word of God will change you. The Word of God will cut you. The Word of God will help you. They brought all manner of people to him in the book of Luke. And don't turn there, but in Acts chapter number 3 is where we'll be. All manner of people to hear him speak. And the Bible said that they were healed. There's healing in God speaking. There's healing in God speaking. And I pray the Lord speaks to you this morning. Acts chapter number 3, verses number 1. Through 8, we'll read. Now the Bible says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple." Verse 3, "Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, 'Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.' And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God." And the church said, "Amen." Such as I have, that's our title this morning, such as I have. And I want to deal with three things this morning, three things, and they're these: what I don't have, what I do have, and what will I do with what I do have. Father in heaven, thank you for the privilege to pray, God. We ask you to take your word and speak by the power of the Spirit of God in our hearts this morning. Lord, if there's ever been a time we realize our need of you, Lord, it's right now in this congregation, this place. I want to thank you for how you've already moved. Thank you for how you moved, Lord, Father, this morning, Lord, in the teaching, Lord, Father, in the opening. Father, thank you, Lord, for how you moved, Lord, in the singing. Thank you for how you've moved in the praying. Thank you for how you touched the choir. Father, Lord, I ask for this hour, Lord, the preaching of the Word of God, Lord, to do for us what we cannot do. Lord, I can't give myself power, can't give myself enabling, can't give myself unction. But, Father, that the excellency of the power might be of God, not of us. Lord, these people don't need my words. Father, I don't need my words. Lord, Father, we need the words of Christ spoken in our heart. I ask you this morning, help us as we look to you for just a moment. God, I pray for an empowering and doing from on high. I pray that the Spirit of God would have full course in our hearts, that we'd, by the power of your grace, let down the walls of our hearts and speak to us according to your will. Father, you know our need of you. You know the grace that we need of you, that we require for this hour. But I pray if there be one here that's never met you, never known you, never been saved or born again, I pray that you draw that heart with cords of love. Father, and save that soul today. Father, I pray, Lord, for your children, Lord, that are discouraged and out of the way and tried. Lord, might you speak a word to them. Lord, Father, maybe some here that are just going through life. I pray, Father, today that you would speak to that heart. Lord, help us not to go through life, but I pray, help us to hear your word and respond to you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Lord, for what you've given. And whatsoever you see fit to do in this place, in this service, we'll give you honor and glory for that that you do. In Jesus' name. And the church said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Such as I have. Again, what I don't have. Secondly, what I do have. And thirdly, what will I do with what I do have? There's a man that sat at a gate in Acts chapter number 3, and he was lame from his mother's womb. He had never walked before in his life. And it's easy to take that for granted when you've been able to walk every day of your life, but some of y'all can testify in here, some of y'all that's been out recently, some that's had health issues. When you get to the place where you can't even walk, buddy, you're grateful for when you can. But this man had never walked in his life. He had never stood up on his own two feet. And he sat outside of the gate of the temple asking money from those that came in to worship. Firstly, this morning, dealing with what I don't have. And we live in a culture and in a society that's driven absolutely crazy by what we don't have. We obsess over it. And matter of fact, the marketing companies take advantage of that obsession through commercials, through targeted ads. And they hit us, Brother Matt, over what we don't have. And then, of course, that's not to speak of the Facebook posts that we see of friends and those around us that post what they do have, Brother Joe, that we don't have. And so we become obsessed in our day over what we do not have. And if we obsess over that, Brother Leo, to the point that we cannot even hardly think forward of what I don't have, it'll rob the joy that we have from the Lord because we give our life and our thoughts and our minds over what we do not have. And this man was set at the gate, lame, asking for money. It's what he didn't have. But his real need was not money. His real need was that he needed to get up on his own two feet and walk. And brothers and sisters, I submit this to you this morning. We become so crazy about what we don't have in our life that we'll forget the real need that we really do have. This morning we can sit around thinking about, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm without this, and I'm without that. This person's got this brand new house and I don't have that. This one's got this brand new car and I don't have that. This one makes this amount of money a year and I don't have that. This one's going to this college and I'm not going there. This one makes this in retirement a month and I don't have that. But brother, if you and I dwell on what we don't have, we'll be a miserable people. A miserable people. This man was asking for what he didn't have. But was he asking for what he really needed? No, he was not. He was asking for alms at the gate.
But what he really needed was a touch from the Lord. Was help from him. And Peter said this to them. He was asking alms at the gate. In verse number 6, he said, silver and gold have I none. What he didn't have was silver and gold. And what this lame man at the gate didn't have was the ability to walk. Thank the Lord, there may be a lot that I don't have today, but secondly, I can speak a little while on what I do have. Hallelujah. You may not be able to say much about what you do have, and you may be entirely anxious and driven by what you don't have to get what you think that you do need. But beloved, silver and gold, you may not have a lot of, but there are some things that you do have this morning. Hallelujah. You may not have a lot of money. You may not have a lot of ability. You may not have a lot of talent. You may not have a lot of this. Or you may not have a lot of that. But brother, if you've got Jesus, you've got enough. You may not have a lot as far as this world's concerned. But if you've got Him, you've got all you need. And brother, I may not have a huge mansion. I may not have a 401k that would stifle you. I may not have worlds of retirement. I may not be very wealthy as far as this world is concerned. But beloved, I've got a Savior that lives in my heart. And I know the one who flung the stars out into space. That silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. And buddy, if you've got Jesus, you've got plenty, thank God. Hallelujah. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Hallelujah. I promise you this much, I've got more than I deserve. I say that a lot to some people, and sometimes I just say it because it's something to say, how you doing, better than you deserve. But I want to tell you something, that's the truth. I'm doing better than I deserve, Brother Jack. God's given me the life of my dreams, and I thank God for it. I don't deserve His goodness, His grace, His mercy, Brother Lloyd. I don't deserve how good and gracious He's been to me. I don't deserve the roof over my head that I've got. I don't deserve the food I had on the table last night. I don't deserve the food in the cupboard if I got hungry during the night. I could run and get something to eat. I don't deserve all the clothes in the closet and the water that flows out of the sink. I don't deserve the shower that I stood in, that hot water heater warmed it up for me and was able to get clean. I don't deserve my precious wife or my precious baby. And brother, I can speak a little while about the things that I don't have, but thank God I can go on for a while about what I do have. And we get so eat up and so tore up over what we don't have, over the things we don't possess, that we completely lose sight of how good God's been to us. Has He been good to you? Hallelujah. He's been gracious to me. He's been patient with me. He's been kind to me. Brother Ron, I'd have put me on a shelf somewhere years ago, brother, if I had anything to do with it. I'd have left me to myself, Brother Terry, if I'd have had anything to do with it. And I may not be able to speak much about what I've done, but I could spend the rest of eternity speaking about who He is, thank God. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. I've got a lot this morning. I've got a lot. You're looking at the most blessed man you've ever seen in your life. Any of you men and ladies and gentlemen feel that way this morning? How many of y'all can say, no, Brother Jay, I argue with you. I'm the most blessed you've ever seen. Thank God this morning the Lord's been good. And if you're sitting in this church and you're feeling a tug in your heart about the goodness of God to you, beloved, He's been good to you too, thank God. Hallelujah. Some things I don't have. And I tell you what, I could thank the Lord for the things I don't have too, Brother Ron. A broken life. I didn't wake up in a bar last night, Brother Terry. I don't have that to say. I didn't wake up this morning, and you didn't wake up if you're here, and we got some that are, but you didn't wake up if you're here in a nursing home this morning. You didn't wake up at a hospital this morning. Well, beloved, there's some things we can praise God about that we don't have, amen. And my, we can spend the rest of eternity thanking Him for what we do have. You grateful for your children? Grandparents, you grateful for your grandyoungins? Sons and daughters, are you listening to me, young people? Are you grateful for the person in your life, whether it's a mother, whether it's a father, whether it's a grandfather or a grandmother that came up alongside you and said, I love you and take care of you? Aren't you grateful for the parent figures in our life that God's given us? Aren't you grateful for the relationships that God's given you in your life? The precious friendships, such as I have. Such as I have. Y'all sitting in here this morning, y'all about like me. If you went home and started digging in the closet, you'd see 16 shirts that you never wear and 20 pairs of pants that you never wear and shoes in the back of the closet that you ought to throw out, but you ain't because you're too stingy to give them to somebody. Such as I have, I'm telling you, God's blessed this bunch of people. How many of y'all could go anywhere in Dahlonega and buy any plate of meal of food that you want today? Huh? Not what you need, but what you want. Such as I have. Hallelujah. At the house, I got a work truck that I drive to work. And I've got one truck that just sits there. It don't ever do nothing. I'm about ashamed that the tires are dry rotted, Brother Ron. And we got my little wife's vehicle out yonder that we drive back and forth and around here and there, carry that youngin' of mine around. Thank God. I've been blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. I've got a toothbrush. You say, you need to use it then, Brother Jay. Moving water, soap, so that my body don't become filthy, Brother Marty, and bacteria set up and infections. I've got two eyes I can see and two ears I can hear, Sister Diane, and a body that ain't too stout and it's got its problems, but it gets a job done. I'm telling you, such as I have, thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. But that ain't even to say a word about my precious friend that I have living inside of me. Last night I was in that study asking God to help me and give me power and give me grace and give me something to preach to encourage you along the way to stay in the fight. And all I could come up with is silver and gold. Have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Church, I can't give you a bunch of skill and a bunch of know-how. I'm not the most gifted orator. I wish I was. I'm not the greatest delegator. I'm not the greatest leader. There ain't much to me. There ain't much that I know how to do, but such as I have. And I tell you what I've got the Lord inside of my heart. How about you this morning? He lives inside of me. The precious Jesus Christ of Nazareth lives inside of my heart. And occasionally, Brother Terry, he'll move around in there. Hallelujah. That's how you know you're one of His. Well, the book of 1 John tells us that Christ lives in you. Does Christ live in you? Does Jesus live inside of you? Has God ever saved you? Silver and gold have I none. He was asking for what he didn't need. And sometimes we ask God for what we don't need. And what we really need is Him, Brother Tommy. We need to just get alone somewhere and say, Lord, I've been asking for so much and I don't even know what I need. You and I don't even know what we need. That's how frail we are. But He knows what we need, Brother Warren. And silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, what give I thee? Now, what you don't have, what you do have, and what will you do with what you do have? It's easy to live to yourself in this day, isn't it? You know, my four and no more. This is my life. I'm in control. I steer the ship. We're doing this and nobody's interrupting us. This is what we're going to do. But I tell you this morning, there's nothing better than taking what you do have and what God's given you and turning around and giving it back to Him, Sister Sue. Letting God use your life. Is there anybody in here that's felt the touch of the Lord this morning? Knows Him. What are you going to do with what He's given you? Silver and gold have I none. You don't need a bunch of money. You don't need a lot of stuff. And Peter didn't have any of that. He said, silver and gold have I none. But what he did have, Brother Jack, was Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ, he gave. By the grace of God this morning, I wonder this morning, has it been a while since you've thanked Him for what you don't have? Sister Megan's coming to the piano right now, if she's in the building. Yeah, there she is. Has it been a while since you thanked the Lord for what you don't have? Has it been a while that you've thanked the Lord for what you do have? And maybe this morning you want to set and say, Lord, what I do have, I'll give it to you. It's a simple message, but it is the message this morning that I have. Let's all stand, every head bowed and eye closed.